Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
No, we have to spit it, which is unfortunate. Although, I'd have to say, the best... When you get something that's really special, it does slip down. You know? I just didn't manage to spit that. But
of course.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, yeah. I swallowed it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, Ollie, I woke up this morning, mate.
Yeah, Tom?
Big puffy eyes, Ollie. Big,
really?
Massive puffy eyes.
Another big Sunday sesh for you with you and the lads, the boys.
No,
the pub.
mate. Hay fever.
Oh.
It's hay fever season. It's getting everywhere.
It is. I know that you're a man who loves to double up on your... medication.
Got the nasal spray, got the tabs. Mate, I'm a party guy.
It hits you hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
Hey, well, we've all got issues because today I've got to work and I've realised I don't normally have a smelling problem, but I stink. My shirt stinks of sweat.
Whoa. Ollie, that's the number one thing I'm not allowed to say. I'm not allowed to talk to you about it. I'm not allowed to do radio bits around your smell.
Well, I don't think it's fair to say to someone they smell if they don't. Yeah, that's my rule. But today I do smell.
Tonight on the show, we're going to give away another invite to our end of year party. If you donate the most to my Movember profile, you can head to mobro.co/Tom and Ollie.
But let's start.
Then you'll get an invite to the end of the year party.
Yeah, let's start every Monday, as we should, Tom, with Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, cryptic music challenge. Every Monday, I grace you. I offer you a clue that is cryptic in nature, and it holds 2 Triple M bands.
Yeah, it's like a cryptic crossword, but
I disagree. So here's my clue, and if you think you know the 2 bands in here that we play, message us at Facebook at Tom and Ollie, and that's how you can win yourself a keyring. Here it is.
Message us with the answer and your number.
Yeah, the answer and your phone number. Here it is. A cheap, trivial man has many automatic reflexes.
Nice.
I'll say it again. A cheap, trivial man has many automatic reflexes. What are the 2 bands hidden away in that cryptic clue?
Hit us up on Facebook if you know, but up next, Ollie, a massive debate. A big debate. Mass debate.
Tom, you went there. Wow.
What?
A huge debate, Tom, that needs to be settled between you and me. But I think everyone
Oh, God.
Everyone has a side to pick when it comes to this argument that's been ongoing between you and I.
Certainly has.
Where will you sit?
We'll bring you up to speed up next as Rush You, Baby Animals. Triple M's Tom and Ollie rock out on Monday night. Yeah, turn it up. Great music, Baby Animals, Rush You, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll be giving away another invite to our end of year party in the next 20 minutes.
Tom, a fierce and fiery debate has bubbled away between yourself and I over many months and even years now. And it's surrounding the quality of 2 animals and which animal is better, horses or cows. And it might sound trivial, but... Thank you for the audio cues for those who weren't sure what animals were which.
You're welcome.
I'm a horse man, Tom, and you know that. And you're a cow man, which
you're ridiculously a horse man.
It's telling the phrase you're a cow man. But anyway, let me
well,
just.
The phrase is don't have a cow man. That's what Bart Simpson coined back in the Simpsons.
Yeah, because you don't want to have a cow man. The argument's gone forever. I'm loath to get diving back into this, but what I do want to bring up with you is a lovely article I read about over the weekend about horses, Tom. And what it is...
Fitting being the spring racing carnival, and of course the Melbourne Cup is happening tomorrow.
Spring racing carnival is going off, Tom, but this is not about racing. Oh. This is about horses being used in therapy. It's a lovely, heartwarming story.
Okay, here
and
we go.
This is...
Trying to crowbar another use for horses because they're not relevant these days. I get it.
Well, I'm sorry. Where's the spring cow racing carnival?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, we have horses. We used to ride them for transport. Oh, we've got cars now. We may as well make an event for them because we've got all these horses doing sweet FA.
Okay.
So we make a whole event around them.
I don't even know what you mean, but like your argument is baffling to me. Let me just put this to you.
Yep.
For example, this is what's happening with horse therapy, and it's my next career. Basically, it's a lovely farm. Children, there's a story about this girl called Shimani, I'll call her. She's 13 years old. Shimani had severe anxiety and was bullied at school, had lots of issues. And what they find is hanging out with horses, Tom, can be such a profoundly moving experience for kids because what they have to do, because of the nature of horses, Tom, they're so unique and beautiful, that you have to win their trust and get them to follow instructions.
Yeah, exactly. You have to win their trust because they're arrogant, they're obnoxious, they're egotistical creatures.
I've got so much to say about this.
So do I.
The uselessness of the cow. Well, but I'll just finish the point here. The children get a great sense of achievement and mastery because they've managed to win the respect of the animal and be at one with the horse, okay? What is the phrase for that? It's horse therapy. And it's an incredible it's an incredible thing. What you will never hear, Tom, what you will never hear is, oh, on the weekend, I'm doing some cow therapy. There's no such thing. Why would there be?
Because cows have millions of other better uses. Horses have no uses.
Cows are useless.
No, they're not.
Cows get used.
Oh, cows are useless, are they? Cows are useless, are they?
Okay. What's
how much do you enjoy a little milk, you milk boy? You love a little milk in the morning, don't you? You have a sneaky milk after having your stupid Brad Pitt workout because it gives you great protein.
Listen up, pig. Listen up.
Oh, I'm not a pig. I'm a cow.
The debate here is what animal is cooler, a horse or a cow?
Yes.
Now, you want to put to me that you think because a cow gives milk, that's cooler than a horse that is ridden into battle.
Not anymore. Back in the old days.
No, there's still horse units.
Nah.
There actually is.
Okay.
Police ride them.
Yeah.
You will never see a cow on a coat of arms.
I reckon there are. There will definitely be a cow on a coat of arms.
What do you...
Look, but weigh in on this debate with us. 133353.
Oh, it's back open.
Cows versus horse. Which is cooler? A cow or a horse? Oh, wait, let me put it to you this way.
I don't understand how you think...
Horses... They're the equivalent of mean girls in the animal world.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm arrogant. I'm look pretty. They're like they're like male models, whereas a horse is like a Seth Rogen, a Jonah Hill. You want to hang out with them. You want to be their mate.
That just sounds like a bullying complex that you've transported into the animal world.
Well, maybe it is.
Mate, if you've got issues, go to horse therapy because there is a program for that that will help with your anxiety.
133353. What a cooler. Cows. Or horses.
You're kidding yourself.
I'm not kidding myself.
Cows aren't cool.
No, it's obviously cows.
There is actually a horse anthem, by the way, that you'll be shocked to hear is the most amazing song ever.
Yeah, well, there's a cow anthem as well. I'll play it to you up next. This is new John Butler Trio. It's called Just Call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's the John Butler Trio, Just Call. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Haven't got a heap of answers, Tom, on Facebook yet for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge, which we do every Monday. So there is a cryptic clue here with two bands. Here's the clue. A cheap, trivial man has many automatic reflexes.
Give us a message on Facebook with the answers and your phone number to be in it to win Tom and Ollie Triple M branded keyring. But it may be the last time we do this radio show as we figure out the answer. What's cooler, cows or horses?
To me, it's a no-brainer, Tom. I cannot believe you think cows are cooler, but it's a debate that we are open to having again. It does cause tension. I'm angry. You're angry. I love horses. I think they're amazing. I reveal to you there is horse therapy that goes on and kids are getting confidence from having a trusting relationship with a horse. So you don't find that. There's no cow therapy. This is a horse therapy.
Sure.
A number of arguments, Tom. But my main argument to you is actually that there is an anthem that speaks to the prowess of a horse. Everyone knows it.
Oh, the one-hit wonder.
Everyone loves it.
Oh.
This one. That's the way it's going to be, darling. We'll be riding on the cows. No, see? That would never happen.
Oh, okay. So you got Daryl Braithwaite, mate.
Yeah.
Writing a song. I'm going to give you a song from
he didn't write it. He covered
highest...
it.
Oh, did he? Yeah. There you go.
Cover.
Idiot. I'm going to give you a song from the highest selling Australian artist ever. I'm just talking about The Wiggles. I eat grass and I boo all day. I'm a cow. I'm a cow. See?
That summarizes your argument entirely.
Huh?
It's a children's song.
No, it's not.
That guy singing, I'm a cow, I eat green grass and I moo all day. Look, I love Greg Page. They do great work. But the horse is a superior animal. And 133353, feel free to have your say.
Sal?
Yes. So I'm thinking now, you can't ride a horse and milk it, but you can definitely ride a cow and milk it.
No one rides cows, Sal.
So you're going cow?
I'm cow.
Oh, yeah. Boom. That's it. Ollie, before you said you wouldn't see a cow on a coat of arms.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's wrong. The coat of arms of Oxford contains a cow, so...
Oxford Butcher? Or what?
Huh? No, Oxford. The Oxford City Council in the UK.
Okay, well, every single army that has a medieval
battle...
G'day,
Adam. How you doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
How horse or cow, mate?
Cow.
Yeah.
What?
The exactly.
Yes. So the question is, what animal is cooler, Adam? How is a cow cooler than a horse?
Cool. Because it's all about me. I'm a Taurus, which is a bull. My surname is Veal, and our family coat of arms had 3 cows on it.
There you go. That's the second coat of arms that's got a cow on it, mate.
You're self-involved, and you can't look past yourself, mate. Look at the bigger picture. Horses provide so much more to humanity over the centuries.
Obnoxious, egotistical, arrogant creatures. They kick you if you stand behind them.
Are you quoting yourself? You're reading your own quotes?
I've written full notes for this one because I'm so annoyed.
Andy on 133353, get behind the horse army, please.
Oh, no, don't, because you'll get kicked.
Right. Yeah, well, you can eat a horse, eat a cow.
Yeah.
You can't eat a horse.
No, you wouldn't want to because you respect them because they're amazing creatures.
Where is the horse in the supermarket? You don't find it.
Yeah, so Andy, which one's cooler?
Probably the horse is cooler.
Yeah, yes.
Because I work around them.
Yes.
But they're not on the supermarket shelves.
I love eating bacon. I love pigs, but they're not cool because I eat them. They're actually not cool because I eat them.
I don't know if Andy really grasped the nature of the argument.
No, he was just describing the way animals get used in various ways.
Dave, what do you reckon?
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good, buddy.
No, angry, actually.
Angry?
Yep. Who do you like?
Well, I've been a horseman all my life. I grew up with them. I think they are cool.
Yep.
But there is a but here, guys.
Yeah.
What's
like,
up?
Like a cow, cheese, milk, beef, one animal.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So like, what are you voting for, Dave?
Oh, it has to be a cow, mate.
this is the best.
People are confusing the word cool. No. It's not cool to get eaten and to get your teats milked every day. That's not cool.
It's just
cool. It's useful. Yes, cows are useful.
Ollie, it's okay that you're being beaten, mate. Chill out. Fiona, cow or horse?
Oh, a horse, absolutely, no doubt.
Thank you, Fiona. Are you shocked to hear these brainwashed cow fans?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm shocked to hear you call horses arrogant, egotistical.
Well, they
no
are.
Way.
Oh,
no.
Why aren't they arrogant and egotistical?
They're majestic. They're amazing. Look what they've done for our country. Look what the soldiers did. And look at tomorrow. It doesn't just stop the country. It stops the world.
Yeah, Tom. Do you respect those World War I diggers? Do you respect them? Answer me that. You respect them? No, you can't answer that because I've cornered you. But what you can answer me is, what is the world's most mythical creature?
Unicorn.
Yes. It's not a horse variant.
It's not a cow variant. No.
It's a horse variant.
133353, cows versus horse. What's cooler? James? Cow or horse?
Horse.
Mate, obviously it's a horse.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Great.
That's ridiculous. It's 3 apiece. Give us deciding votes after this. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Obviously cows. Better Man, Pearl Jam. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We'll give away another invite to our interview party very soon, as well as the answers to Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
That clue again quickly.
No, Ollie.
A cheap,
no.
Trivial man has many automatic reflexes.
Of course, a horseman would do that, would come in and arrogantly interrupt, whereas a cowman would sit back and just relax. 133353, cows versus horses, which are cooler? Now, Ollie, let me give you, I reckon that people who choose horses are...
Noble.
No, dickheads. People who choose cow...
What a word.
Right, show empathy. They're good people.
They're lame.
They're comfortable... You know, they want people to succeed. You know, they're nice people.
Yeah, you're sad sacks.
Whereas, like horses, like a horse is kind of like your boss. Like, you have to try and impress them and stuff.
Yeah, horses are fit, agile, they're race, they're impressive. Yeah. Cows are useless, so you find it comforting to hang out next to useless things like cows.
A horse person would say that.
Yeah, they would, because they're competitive.
Yeah.
But Tom.
That's not a nice trait.
Being competitive.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is. That's how you get somewhere in the world, Tom.
By the way, this is a lifelong debate that Ollie and I have had about cows versus horses. 133353.
Which is cooler?
Yeah, which is cooler?
I think I realised that you've never had a profound, beautiful, connecting moment with a horse. Have you? You've never had a great moment.
They've never accepted me.
No,
Wayne on 133353. We're currently tied at 3 all. Wayne, cow versus horse?
Horse.
Yep. Way cooler.
Yep.
Dave?
Don't cut him off next time.
Dave?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Definitely the cow.
Yep. All right. See you, Dave. Have a good one.
Brad, cow versus horse?
Cows.
Boom. That's it. Why, Brad?
Dana Lyons, 1996 song, Cows with Guns. Look it up. Play it. Awesome.
I actually do have that, but it's a...
Sounds like the Gorillaz, Kids with Guns.
I thought it was a comedy song. G'day, Andrew.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good. Cows or horses?
Mate, definitely cow.
Why?
My missus is a horse person and has always been a horse rider her whole life, and she'll give you the perfect analogy. A horse will walk around a paddock and it'll sniff its own poo, and it'll walk onto the next poo and it'll go, that's my poo, or that's my poo.
You're not giving a very good argument there. Lee, a cow or horse?
It's making me angry.
One word, Ollie, rodeo, it's a cow.
What? Because cows are in rodeos.
Jason, cow or horse?
Yeah, definitely cow.
Yeah, this is amazing.
These results are doctored, surely.
Craig, cow or horse?
Oh, it's got to be horses for sure.
Yep. And why, Craig? I mean, it's obvious to me. Why is it? Why is it obvious?
Oh, it's just the cows are fat, ugly, and lazy.
Yeah, bloated.
I can't believe you would fat shame people. David, 133353, cow or horse? Which are cooler?
Definitely the cows, mate. I mean, as the last bike said, the cows with guns. I mean, you've got Darryl Pathwaite horses.
Anthony, cow or horse?
It has definitely got to be a cow because they wear leather jackets.
Leather jackets. I like that.
Everyone who's saying cow, I reckon, is a bit of a nufty. A bit of a large...
No, they're real good people.
A large, useless nufties.
Oh, how dare you, fat shame our listeners. Scott.
Yo, hey, lads. Look, I think we're missing something in the debate. With the horses, are we talking about boy horses or girl horses?
Oh, here we go.
Well,
sexist.
Don't get sexist.
Oh, all right.
We need to add sexist.
Why? What's it
relevant? Well, if we're talking about boys and girls, then for cows, we've got to include bulls. And I think someone called in just before and mentioned the rodeo and bullfighters. Come on now. That's where we're starting to get the cool stakes. Versus a jockey on a horse. Yeah. A little bit undersized, malnourished to make weight. Versus your tough.
Oh, the song ended, so it would have been perfect if you just wrapped up just then, Scott.
A horse or cow, mate?
Cow. Gotta go the cow.
I'm so angry. I'm actually just so annoyed. Darryl Braithwaite's horses
3, 6, 9.
Is an amazing track because 10, it speaks to the power of the horse.
Mate,
the Wiggles track. What is it? Moo all day.
A cow.
That explains my argument.
The votes come in.
I don't trust them.
Horses 5, cows 11. I'll just play out the Wiggles. I'm a cow, shall I? It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Another invite to our party coming up next.
What a shame.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, clearly the cow versus horse debate has been dominating the spotlight on this lovely Monday evening because I've been getting very few responses to Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. Every Monday I give you a cryptic clue and your task is to unravel it, work out what two bands are hidden away. The clue again is this. Two bands we play are hidden here. A cheap, trivial man has many automatic reflexes. Cut the clue in half.
Sounds like a horse.
Cut the clue in half, and I'm not going to be drawn on your stupid horse comments, Tom, because I know that horses are better. So on Facebook, that's how you get involved. You go to Tom and Ollie, give us a message, and if you get it right, no one's got it right yet, we'll give you a key ring.
Oh, has no one got it right? How about Kalev?
Let's try Kalev. What do you think, Kalev? The first half of the clue, what are you thinking for a cheap and trivial man?
Yeah, well, I reckon it's Cheap Trick.
Is it Cheap Trick? It is not, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I wouldn't normally put the word of the clue in the band name or vice versa. That's
okay. It.
And the second half?
Regurgitator.
Regurgitator for many automatic reflexes. It's not right, I'm afraid.
Could be, though.
It could be, but it's not the best answer, Tom. It's
not the best answer. No. Here's where this game falls down.
Yes, cow.
Don't you dare. Horse. It's because it's not the answer that you have in your head. That's where
clue
it's ridiculous.
Is the best clue possible, and that's how I've written it. That's how I've written it. Which two Triple M bands are in this clue? A cheap, trivial man. Often my co-host is referred to this guy. Has many automatic reflexes.
Right, hit us up on Facebook, Tom and Ollie. We'll give you two songs to think about it. And up next, we'll also talk about our end-of-year party. Ooh. Who's going to come? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's New Birds of Tokyo. It's called Unbreakable. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. The question we're asking ourselves at the moment is, hey, can we have an end-of-year party on a shoestring budget and get everyone along?
Tom and Ollie's end-of-year crypto party. Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. Triple M.
And we're not just giving invites away to anyone. You have to bring something to this party because we do have a small budget for this party. The only way we got this budget was by gambling a bit of cash at the casino, which, again, gamble responsibly was probably the stupidest thing we did, but it paid off. We've got $5,000.
Yeah, it's not a small budget, Tom.
No.
But we've been told that $2,000 has to go into just basic venue hire and drinks and food.
So, security as well. Like, there's that kind of stuff.
So we've got about $3,000 to toy with. Now, Tom, you just said then before that you were saying to get to the party, you've got to have a skill or an asset.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to add value. That was true until last week when you just cheaply said, give me cash for my Movember donation spiel, and you come to the party.
Well, exactly right.
Well, you undermine the entire meritocracy of the whole thing.
Well, I thought it'd be cool, you know, if people don't have a skill or something that they can bring along, why don't they just barter their way in? They donate money to the Movember Foundation, Stop Men Dying Too Young, donate that money, and the person who donates the most amount to the Movember Foundation through the Tom and Ollie account, then they'll get an invite to the party.
Well, it's a great cause, Tom. I do applaud your efforts. How did you go after Thursday when you announced that this is how you can get yourself to the party, a big donation?
Well, we had a few people give us donations, and thank you to everyone who has actually gone to the Instagram or the Facebook, clicked on the link and donated money. We had people like Maddie who donated $150.
Yes.
Kitchen Language, we're at $75. Michelle was $100. And some guy called Eli, $30. He was our old producer.
Some guy.
But, Ollie, I received a little notification through the Movember app, right, that said, you've received a new donation. I looked at this across the weekend. And a guy called Brad has donated a bunch of cash. Hey, Brad, we've got you on the phone now. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Good, buddy. How much did you donate? Do you want to share to Ollie? How much did you donate to Movember?
I was only $500.
$500!
Jesus. Bradley, are you keen for the party or the charity? What's motivating you here?
99% charity, 1% party.
Oh, okay. That's very lovely, Bradley.
So at this stage, Brad's winning, I guess.
Brad, how did you just scrounge together this cash? What do you do?
Oh, I'm not working at the moment, but, you know, just had some cash away and thought, you know, it's a good cause, they want to get behind it.
Oh, Brad. You're a
good guy, Brad.
You're an absolute angel.
I'm annoyed that Tom has crowbarred this into the show because this show is not really about Tom's donation page. It's called Tom and Ollie Doing the Night Show on Triple M.
Yeah.
Tom, when
mate, I was nice enough to put you in the URL, just so you know. I know you're not doing Movember, but I was nice enough to put that in the account page.
Tom, when I raised money, when I was back in high school, getting around raising money for Edmund Rice camps and other Catholic education initiatives, we would go around and door knock. Do the hard yards, my friend.
Yeah.
Get out in the street and raise money.
Ollie,
you've got a microphone and you just mention
exactly.
It once.
Think about how many doors I'm knocking on by, say, go to our Facebook or Instagram account and donate cash. The most amount of cash will get you an invite to our interview party.
Such cow behaviour.
Now, Brad, we have one issue, mate. The issue is that you are in a different state from where we're having this party.
We're going to transport you somehow. Is it worth it, Tom,
so,
to transport
So, Brad, you? What I'm saying is I'll definitely get you to this party, mate, if you're the one standing. I'll use the budget. Ollie, I'm going to use the budget to get Brad there.
Sorry, it's a team choice here.
No, I'll use it. I'll use the cash that we won at the casino to get Brad from a different state to the state where the party's happening.
Sure. Brad, you like buses, do you, mate?
Oh, indeed, yes.
Is that cool? We'll get you on a bus?
Oh, perfect.
Yep. Well, so we'll get him any way we can
18
to
hour
this party.
Transit.
But here's the thing. If you want to come to this party, Thursday is when I'm closing this deal.
It's
right?
still going.
It's still going. So if you want to head to Facebook or Instagram at Tom and Ollie, click on the link in the bio and donate more than $500, which our angel Brad did.
You're asking Bradley for more.
Of course I'm asking more, mate. Always ask for more.
You've
is more.
You are some piece of work, Tom, but I admire your gumption.
Do you want to come to this party? Donate the most amount of money to the Movember Foundation. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and we have questions.
Yeah, sure.
Hootie Gurus, what's my scene? Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
Tom, for the first time in forever, this favourite Monday game, Ollie's Crazy Carefully Worded Cryptic Music Challenge, has not been solved. I start the show on a Monday. I start the show with gusto. I bring you a clue. It's got it's a cryptic clue with two Triple M bands. And for the first time, it's taken 50 minutes and still yet to get a correct answer. Okay, let's talk it out slowly. All Here we go. In this clue, there is two bands that we play.
Yep.
Or bands, artists.
Regurgitator.
Singers. The clue is this. A cheap, trivial man has many automatic reflexes. You cut the clue in half, okay?
A cheap, trivial man.
So a cheap, trivial man is a clue.
Is there a character in Trivial Pursuit that you're going for there that could be a name of a band?
No, that's
not what I've
got. A cheap,
trivial man.
I'll give you an added clue, though. There is someone's name. Like, it's someone's name. So,
well, out of us two?
No, as in, well, yes, that's true as well.
But really?
It's not a band name. It's someone's name. For a cheap, trivial man. And the second half of the clue.
Yeah.
Has many automatic reflexes. Now, that's a bit of a tough one.
Like regurgitator.
Regurgitator?
Yeah.
That's not a... Is it regurgitate?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you regurgitate, you know.
It's not really a reflex, though. Reflexes.
Well, it does work, though, doesn't it?
It's like flinching is a reflex.
It does work, doesn't it?
It does kind of work.
So how many answers have we had on Facebook?
No one's got it right. Linda messaged at Facebook, which is where you go, Tom and Ollie on Facebook. She said Simple Minds.
Oh, yeah?
No, not true. So, aside from that, a few other wrong answers. No one's getting it right.
All right. This is a Tom and Ollie key ring you're going up for here. Handgraved.
Has many automatic reflexes. And can I give you a little wink when I say that clue, Tom? I don't know if that gives a bit of a help to someone. Facebook.
Right. No, I'm still confused.
Tom and Ollie. A cheap, trivial man has many automatic reflexes.
This is Mantra. It's new music from Bring Me the Horizon, Mantra. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Mantra, Bring Me the Horizon, new music on Triple M with Tom and Ollie, we have questions. After 8 o'clock, we are getting a little bit serious. We're talking homelessness with Anu Hasbold from Vice, I should say.
But it's not all serious just yet, Tom. Plenty of laughs to be had because we are covering off, we're finalising a months-long journey of Can You Impress Shania Twain?
Impress
Shania Twain.
No,
and there it is. So, Tom, how this works is we ask people to try and impress the great leopard print lady herself, Shania. And over the course of a few months, only four worthy winners were able to capitalize and achieve the esteem of Shania.
Because usually she's very unimpressive. That don't impress me
much. Yep. She saw your mo, she was shaved off, she hated both of it. She's like, not impressive. But she was impressed
by
a couple of things.
G'day, Cara.
Over the month.
G'day, Cara. Hey. You're one of our finalists.
Yeah.
Mate, what we've asked you to do is to send us in a video of your skill that you impressed Shania Twain with or your story. And you you had a great story about your mum being stuck in a doggy door.
Yes, I did. And she recreated it for you guys.
Great. So the video that we've got from you, and they've all been compiled, our top four videos, are all on Facebook at Tom and Ollie. Now, it's a reenactment, you'd call it, is it, Cara? Like Crime Stoppers.
I was pretty much the surveillance camera.
It's very funny. Yeah.
And essentially, it's your mum getting stuck in a doggy door, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why?
With the dog behind her. That's my favourite part, wanting to get in the door.
Yeah, Diesel, yeah.
You've currently got a couple of votes, Cara, but we really need you to get your friends around. Why should people be voting for you to come to go to Shania Twain?
Well, everyone loves my mum, so I'd love to send her to a concert, so that's a good reason to vote.
So you wouldn't go? You'd send her?
I could go with her if I could.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll give you a double, I'm pretty sure. Do we have a double?
Yeah,
we've got
a double.
Yeah. Rob on 133353, mate, you're a finalist as well from impressing Shania Twain. Now, I've got to be honest, Rob, you're the fourth video in line and your video is very interesting. You haven't decided to use technology and edit the footage of you running in the thing. You're standing next to a TV.
Mate, it was done in the space of, literally had about 5 minutes. I got out from work and I was like, what am I going to do? So the best thing I could do is put two things together that I spoke about. The first thing was the gorilla. So I got him a gorilla suit for you.
Yeah, so to catch everyone up, you ran a fun run in a gorilla suit. How many times in a row?
So, yeah, the City to Surf, one of the most famous fun runs in the world. 80,000 people, and we've been gorillas for 33 years in a row.
Amazing. Yep.
So, Rob, you're currently coming second, mate, so you really need to rally people around. But Talise is currently in the running. Talise, mate.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That was different. Anyway.
Well, Talise, you're a bit different because we've seen your video and it's something shocking.
Very shocking.
What's your skill again? Tell everyone.
I can squirt milk out my eye.
You really can.
I really can. On the minute, I can do it. Not recreation or anything, guys.
No, your video is live, real footage. It's happening in real time. And do you find yourself doing this skill very often?
At parties, to impress people, yes.
Well, it's impressing people on Facebook at Tom and Ollie because you're winning, Talise. If you win the tickets to Shania, will you go yourself?
Of course.
Of course.
Hey, skill, I go.
Yeah.
good stuff.
You've got to big dog yourself sometimes, Talise.
You definitely do. You have to see these videos. Head to Tom and Ollie on Facebook and watch this video. Vote for your favourite by reacting to it.
Yep.
It's all explaining there on the Facebook. But I just have one thing to say, Ollie. Sam, right?
Who was a real star for us early on.
Real star for us
early on. She threw a party. She then wanted to win tickets to get her mum's favour back.
Ollie, can you remember what her skill was? Because I want to tell you what her skill was. Her skill was being able to swap her thumb knuckle with her top knuckle. Now, you look at the video, she's just double jointed.
I could have told you this when you kept saying, Ollie, her bones switch around. I was like, that's not possible.
Well, that's what she was explaining to us.
Yeah, you got suckered in, mate. Yeah, who are you voting for, Tom?
I'm going to stay clear of that and let the people decide. Head to facebook.com. /Tom and Ollie. No one goes to your rails. Just search Tom and Ollie on Facebook.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, mate, Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge on Facebook is going crazy.
Well, it's never ending. It's taken an hour to get this solved, Tom.
Jeez.
But I reckon we're getting close here, and this could be the final moments here. This is the clue again, and again, it's cryptic.
It's like a cryptic crossword, but with two Triple M bands.
Tom and Ollie keyring on the line. Here's the clue. A cheap, trivial man has many automatic reflexes. Gave away a few cheeky clues. Mm. Including one of the names in the show, one of those first names. Let's go to Richard. Richard, you have a stab at the clue. What do you think the first half is? A cheap and trivial man.
Tom Petty, for sure.
He's done it. It's so obvious when you think about it, isn't it? It's just so obvious,
no.
Richard.
No, it was the name clue that gave it away.
The name clue gave it away, yep. And the second half of the clue was, has many automatic reflexes. Tom, you said regurgitator. Not a bad clue. Richard, what do you think it is?
Blink 182.
Yes, it is. It ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me on. Well done, Richard. You're a genius.
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
just
mate.
I'll tell you.
Hope you got a key with some key rings, because you got a key ring from us.
Mate, I just had my key stolen, so I need a new key ring.
Oh, well, there you go. And
brilliant.
Tom's engraved
stuff.
It himself.
Oh, yeah, good stuff, mate. Ollie, you've been to the movies, have you?
Oh, have I ever? Seen all the big films, Tom. Actually, are we doing this right now? You want to pause this?
Nah, next.
All right. Great movie chats up next.
It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Stick around. It's Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We're talking homelessness in 20 minutes' time.
It's a good time to be going to the cinemas, Tom. Plenty happening out in the theatres, wouldn't you say? I mean, you would know that because you did a film and TV degree for 3 years.
I certainly did.
So you're across the scene right now.
Mate, got my bachelor.
Got your bachelor. Got you nowhere. But that's okay because you're in radio now and that's fine. I've already seen a few great films out now. Also coming up, though, have you seen Rebel Wilson? There's a trailer for a film where she hates rom-coms, but she's waken up and she's trapped in a rom-com.
What are you talking about?
I'm just...
What are you talking about?
Okay.
This has got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I'm getting
right
excited
now.
About movies. I saw A Star Is Born on the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Saw A Star Is Born. I actually saw it about 8 days ago now. I've been waiting to do this for so long because you hadn't seen it. But 133353, simple question. Have you seen A Star Is Born? I was told to just come on the air and just say, have you seen A Star Is Born? And now I've said it. Please call.
Okay, sell 1-333-553. Sell this way better.
Well, I've got a lot to say about it, but I have one simple question. Yeah. If you've seen the movie A Star Is Born, I want to hear from you.
It's a yes or no answer.
No pressure. Yes, no pressure.
You don't need to talk about the film, nothing like that. It's just if you have seen A Star Is Born, you need to chuck the numbers 1-333-553 into your phone and give us a call.
That's right.
What's the stuff about Rebel Wilson?
Great new film coming out.
Okay, tell me about it in the song. 133353. Jump on that phone if you've seen A Star Is Born. It's Screaming Jets, Razor's Edge, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. New
Please
music.
Call.
Okay. Screaming Jets, Razor's Edge, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Film goers, unite. I need your help on 133353. Have you seen A Star Is Born?
Mm.
Obviously, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. If you've seen A Star Is Born, I need to hear from you.
If you haven't heard it, I mean, it's a beautiful story about a coming-of-age musician. Is that probably the best way to put it?
Well, the title of Star Is Born is probably a better descriptor than what you just said.
Yeah, take a listen.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they like the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
Bradley Cooper plays some sort of like Keith Urban styled American rocker, country rocker.
And Lady Gaga plays someone like, I don't know, Lady Gaga.
Yes, she
but
does.
But she is a standout performance. 133353. We're not getting a whole bunch of calls, so if you've seen this film, jump on the phone.
This whole premise here is I need the phone calls to reflect on one simple question. And before I ask that, though, I will just say, I know the Kennedy Malloy Drive show did a lot of...
No, you don't need to talk about the other movie.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
You don't need to talk about the other movie.
I've seen both. I think A Star Is Born is the superior film. In the shallow.
And of course, this is Shallow, the main song from the film, which gives you goosebumps as you come out, doesn't it?
Well, that's my point, Tom. This song is a single. You might hear it on the radio sometimes. It's been played a little bit. But it gets played in the first half an hour of the film.
Yeah, it certainly does.
And I was tingling all over. And I am not afraid to say that. I was tingling, particularly at the top of the head, which was interesting.
Okay.
But I want to know this. I'm on 133353. If you have seen A Star Is Born, did you cry? Did you shed a tear during A Star Is Born? And if so, I'd like to know when.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
Well, I didn't cry.
That's okay.
I didn't cry.
I'm interested.
At all.
Is that because you're cold? Emotionally cold? Or or were you too inebriated to enjoy the film?
No, not at all.
Didn't connect with Gaga.
I connected, but I just found it like I could see it coming. I could see what was about to happen.
Oh, right. Because you've got
away.
A film and TV degree.
I've got a film and TV degree.
Of course.
I read narratives, Ollie. I don't just watch films. I read films.
Us civilians, we just didn't see it coming.
Exactly.
I was sideswiped by the emotion of the film.
Yes.
Isabella, you saw A Star Is Born?
Yes.
Initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts. Loved it for the music and the talent.
Yeah.
In terms of the storyline, pretty cliched, not gonna lie.
Yep. Yep.
I did see it coming.
Yep.
But
all importantly though, did you cry, Isabella?
No.
Ooh.
No.
Oh,
and I know so many people did.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. People were sobbing in the theatres. There was tissues being passed around.
No, it was there like were no like a, sobs
it was like
in the theatres.
It was a session. It was a big session of just tissues being passed around.
It's not a sad film. It's an uplifting. It's a beautiful film.
Oh, it's not a sad film. You've seen the ending? Do you remember the ending?
Shut up. Don't ruin it. No spoilers.
It's not a sad film.
Andrew on 133353 only wants to know if you've cried during A Star Is Born.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Yes, Andrew. Oh, okay. See, you're a real man.
Yeah.
When did you cry? Was it when she came on stage that first time and belted out The Shallows?
No. When I knew he was going to commit suicide, I was just like...
Oh, hang on. All right.
Are you dumping?
Yeah, I dumped that.
Dumping spoilers.
Yeah, I'm dumping spoilers.
Andrew did a spoiler.
Tom and Ollie will be back in a moment.
Is it worth getting back into delay and going to more calls, Ollie?
I need to hear Mick.
Really? Okay, yeah, give me 2 seconds. All right, there we go. We're back into delay.
All right, now we'll get to it. Look, A Star Is Born. It's a great film. I want to know if you cried. Andrew, when did you cry?
No, hang on, no. Andrew,
just don't spoil it.
Andrew did cry. I can't. Here we go. Andrew, you cried. No spoilers.
I did cry, and it was towards the end.
Great. Okay. Yeah. I could have said that before,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, makes sense. Mick.
Oh, God.
A Star Is Born. What do you think about Gaga?
I think the whole movie made me cry.
Just the whole thing, mate?
Yeah, it was just like the music, the quality of the music, the connection with the people. It was just the whole movie experience was great.
And Mick, tell me this. Are you a Lady Gaga man traditionally?
Wouldn't have given her a second look until I saw she did a good job, you know, on the Barbara Streisand front. I thought it was pretty awesome.
It is a
Bradley Cooper was the standout, though, mate.
There were two stars. Gaga won me over as well.
133.53. I thought we could tilt a bit, open it up a bit more, Ollie, because not everybody's seen A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
133.53. Have a bit of fun with this one. What was the last thing you cried at? Have a bit of fun with this one. Whoa. What was the last thing you cried at?
Hang on, not just movies, anything.
Anything. Anything.
Wow, that's really opening it up.
133.53. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Oh, geez, we have some fun. Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses. It is Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Ollie?
Chatting about Star Is Born before, but I've been told I can't chat about A Star Is Born anymore, which makes me sad. But I did cry. Yeah. I did cry in A Star Is Born.
You certainly did.
And I wasn't the only one.
That Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper film that you've seen billboards of everywhere.
Remake. It's like the fourth time it's been remade. Mm. Judy Garland, Barbara Streisand. Mm. But plenty of tears flowing around that, that cinema. Well, you weren't there.
I didn't tear. I didn't cry. Well, no one in my cinema cried.
Okay. Well. Apparently, no one's crying. I mean, who knew?
133.53. We now want to know. We want to have a little bit of fun with this one. What was the last thing you cried at?
Yourself, Tom, seeing as you were so stoic in Star Is Born, when was the last time you had a cry? Mm.
In a movie or just in anything?
Well, you've asked us at any time, so...
I had a fight with my boyfriend.
Don't be rude. What do you say?
Don't worry. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you going?
Good, buddy. When was the last time you cried? What did you cry at?
I'm just changing the premise a little bit because it's the last time I got caught crying.
Oh, okay.
Was 2007, along with the premiership. My kids just stood there looking at me going, what's wrong, Daddy? Why are you crying?
You got caught crying 11 years ago at the football.
Well, no, I wasn't at the football. I was just watching on TV. But my daughters were there and they couldn't believe Dad was crying.
It was the AFL, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And this was 11 years ago.
Well, that was the last time I got caught crying, yes.
Right, okay. You're having a few secret cries, are you?
Yeah, a couple of little dramas here and there, but you never know.
Always do it in the shower, then nobody can notice.
Listen to Bradley and Gaga just combine.
All right, give me Triple M, Sam and Ollie, we have questions.
Play it out. In the
shower, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, you would know this because you're an expert in everything, but Vice Media are the kinds of guys who are doing great work in exploring facets of our world that we don't see enough of. We've spoken on Vice before about fetishes, conspiracy theories as well. And tonight we chat to Anu Hasbold, who has been exploring the forgotten world of the homeless folk out there across our country. And she discovered an amazing hotel that was housing these people as well.
We'll speak to Anu up next about this documentary called The Stay In. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's The Killers, The Man. It's The Killers, The Man, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're having an interview party. We'll give out another invite after 9 o'clock. Now, it's interesting to say that, isn't it, Ollie? But then pivot to a topic like homelessness. It's always an interesting kind of thing to tackle.
We like to cover the best and the worst, Tom. Have some fun, but also shine a light where appropriate on the less positive things out there. And Anu Hasbold, joins us from Vice. You're a director, you're a documentary filmmaker. And what's the name of this new doco series you've got?
Oh, sorry. I turned your mic on.
There you go.
It's called The Stay In.
Nice.
What a great way to do that.
I'm so sorry, Ollie. Well, let's hear a little bit from the trailer.
I never thought that I'd end up on the streets or doing drugs. Meth, ice. My drug habit was pretty bad when I first came here. I was using a lot, like every day, maybe 2 or 3 times a day. Now it's probably once every 3 days, 4 days, so... I'll probably be here for a good 12 months or more. Like, it's not going to be overnight. Now I'm going to get better.
That's a snippet from The Stay In, a fascinating full-length feature exploring homelessness, abuse, last chances and kindness. Anu, is this kind of content you're tackling, is it pretty draining to make a documentary about this fodder?
It can be when it's 5 months of filming.
Yeah.
And wow. Just generally any kind of documentary is emotionally taxing because you have to embed with the characters and you really have to let your personal life, you know, be on park and then go and hang out with these people. And often nights when we were filming, it would be Friday, Saturday nights. So I didn't see my friends for a bit of time on Friday and Saturday
Goodbye
nights.
Goodbye social life.
Pretty much.
Well, sorry, Tom, you go.
Tell us about this hotel in Melbourne. What's the deal with this?
Yeah, so essentially it's a private motel and it happens to be probably one of the worst rated motels in Melbourne.
Wow.
I did a reverse search on TripAdvisor and I wanted to find out what is the worst rated motel in Melbourne.
Sure, yeah.
And that came up and it was a 1-star on TripAdvisor. And I think 89% of the reviews were 1-star, is astounding.
And there's some comments here. Windows boarded up, bullet holes in glass. This place is a slum. So hard to ignore those things. So you found this place and the idea of homelessness in a backwards kind of way. You found the motel and then you thought, let's explore what's going on here.
Yeah, definitely. And I read those comments and also the director, Andrew, and I kind of thought this seems like a really visual story. We went there, sussed it out. Andrew spent some time with the owner, I think, on the first night. And we realized what he was doing.
This reminds me of The Block, the show that does the do-ups. They had the Gatwick was a similar kind of accommodation set up where it was the lowly folk who are down and out. They were living there. That's gone now because The Block bought it and made 4 apartments.
Totally. So the Gatwick closed and then a lot of people didn't know where to go.
Right.
And then places like The Stay In kind of, I guess, got more people. But I think it's a common thing now that motels are becoming crisis accommodation for people who have nowhere to go.
Across the country, you'd say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we'd love to hear your experiences with homelessness. 133353. Have you experienced homelessness? We'd love to chat to you. We're talking to Anu Hasbold, who's the director of this amazing documentary, The Stay In. We'll chat more up next. This is Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's Foo Fighters, Everlong, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. The question we're asking now on 133353 is, have you experienced homelessness?
We're chatting to Anu Hasbold, who is a director at Vice, and Vice do some great avant-garde media, pushing the boundaries is kind of their deal. And Anu has directed a new feature-length documentary called The Stay In. Anu, thanks for hanging out, by the way, and with giving us your time. There's a great quote here that you've given us, and I want to read it out. The Stay In accepts most of its clients from homelessness and prison services. The reviews are all from hapless tourists whose Melbourne getaway has been inconvenienced through being confronted with the realities of the city's most marginalised. So it's literally a hotel where most people who go there are in desperate states, but you get some tourists going, this is a shitty place to stay. That must be a confronting night for them.
Yeah, I think it is. They have no idea what's going on, especially because it's on an area where off the Hume Highway, which kind of connects Sydney and Melbourne.
Yep.
So I think people potentially stay there for a night en route to Melbourne, and then they get in and
it's full of drug users and there's violence. What's some of the most shocking stuff that you captured? You filmed for 5 months to make this documentary. What's the most shocking stuff you saw?
On the first night that we officially started filming, I guess there was a police raid because someone had a knife and was threatening to stab another person.
Wow.
And that was the first night. And there were probably about 10 police, 3 dogs, an ambulance.
Yeah.
So that was...
And as a film crew, are you running away or are you trying to hold still and keep the red button recording?
I think we're protected by the camera lens.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're more safe than we may have been.
Yeah.
I want your experiences with homelessness. 133353. If someone is homeless, Anu, how did they afford to live in a motel?
That's a good question. They actually come through services like Salvos and Vincent Care, and they're often going to be people who need emergency assistance. Like they don't have anywhere to stay that night. They'll go to Salvos and Vincent Care and they'll go to the Stay In. Otherwise, they might have just come out of prison that day. They don't have anywhere to go. They'll be put at the Stay In as well.
And the owner talks about the cashback scheme. Take a listen.
We've got a lot of clients who come here who basically are in transit housing and they really can't afford to be going into permanent housing, but they can't also afford to be paying motel rates. So we decided to do like a cashback sort of situation. Say someone's doing the bins for me, right, on a morning. that 5 hours would equate to about $100 or whatever, they can come off their rent, right? That $50 makes a big difference for someone in a week's scheme because they give you their food for the week.
So that's Phil, the owner. Why is he running this place? Is he a nice guy or what's his motivation?
He's the nicest guy ever. Really eccentric, really charismatic. He loves Eurovision, so he's a Eurovision tattoo. He loves panda, so he has 5 panda tattoos. I think he's just a really eccentric person who wants to help out and is truly helping out in a real way.
You can check out this documentary on vice.com. And if you are struggling, you can hit up the Salvation Army, 13Salvos.
We are going to hear your calls on 133353 of your experiences with homelessness. But I know you must have heard plenty of stories that you would have got very close to and acquainted with over your time filming. What are some of the stories that are emerging that you heard that maybe speak to the current state of homelessness in this country? Is it changing? Is it different to how it used to be?
I would say that there's a lot of hoop jumping, so a lot of stages that you got to go through before you can actually get permanent housing. Right. I think, you know, right, like tonight, there's probably about 100,000 people in Australia sleeping rough because they're waiting to get public housing. Right. And the list is even longer than that. And the list is so long that you might wait months. Right. So one of the characters in the documentary, he didn't know where he was going that night. We followed him. He went to Salvos. He waited till about 6 p.m. He couldn't get into the refuge. So then he was put in another motel. Right. And we followed him to that motel. And it's just constant movement. So that is definitely something that we learned.
Yep. We'll hear some of your experiences up next with homelessness. 133353. Anu Hasbold is in, talking about a documentary called The Stay In from Vice.com. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. This is new music from Greta Van Fleet called You're the One. New music from Greta Van Fleet. It's called You're the One. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And we're talking to Anu Hasbold, who's the director of a new documentary called The Stay In on Vice. You can head to vice.com and click on the watch channel. This documentary, The Stay In, Anu, is all about homelessness. And we want to hear your stories on 133353 if you have experienced that. Unfortunately, can't get to everyone tonight. And if you do need help, 13Salvos, the Salvation Army, are there.
We've already heard some great stuff about this movie. So let's hear from Bradley, who has his own experience with homelessness. Bradley, you're currently living in your car at the moment, mate.
Yeah.
How did you find yourself in that situation?
I've been through the system, you know, with boarding houses and crisis accommodation.
Yep.
Just being an ex-drug user, you know, you want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too much of it around. It's just constant. There's no peace. You feel unsafe. It's kind of, you kind of feel a bit better off living in your car.
Mm.
Right.
You know, just getting stability is so hard, you know, for, you know, being on a disability pension myself.
Thanks, Bradley. Anu, did you find that there are a lot of folks like Bradley who are just looking for that chance to break away, but that's the hardest step?
Yes, definitely, especially when some of the people who've come out of prison and who haven't had a lot of the kind of stuff that you would get in the real world, and then their first night is in a place like this, a place like the Stay In, where there are, you know, drugs and things like that. I think that can be pretty tricky and challenging.
Alan on 133353. Alan, you're currently squatting. What got you to this point?
How you going, guys? Well, just pretty much like what Bradley just said. You go to places and, you know, they're just unsavoury. You're trying to break away from that kind of stuff. Most of my life, I was a drug user as well. And I sort of got sucked back into it this year at some point. And I've only just recently, the past few weeks, been able to break free of that. And that's just by going out alone. You know. And like I come down here from Queensland to Victoria to be close to my son, and I had a friend and I was sleeping on his floor, and that just sort of became, you know, we got a bit of cabin fever, and we nearly lost our friendship over over living together. So once again, I was just back out onto the street. It's been about 11 months for me now.
it's just difficult to get into a rental of your own.
Are you working, Alan?
No, I had a job. I went and got an asbestos removal ticket. I had that paid for by my employment office. And it was one day a week, you know, here and there, and it sort of just ended up falling through. By then, I was out on the street again, and just because I don't know the area, it was hard to find like somewhere to keep my phone charged, wash my clothes, even have a shave or a shower, mate.
Yeah, and then it's hard to get employment, isn't it, in that cycle?
Yeah, it just makes it so difficult. It's, you know, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for sharing, Alan, and stay at it, mate. Dave on 133.53. You used to live in the Gatwick, which is the house that the block bought over.
Yes, absolutely. I stayed there. Obviously, I had a substance abuse problem for a long time in my 20s. And, what you would do, like you would go and get, you go to emergency accommodation places and they would give you money to stay in a place. And the Gatwick was one of those places that I stayed in. It was, it was a pretty crazy experience. I stayed in a dorm room with 10 other blokes and I'd actually tried to enter rehab and been evicted from a rehab and then went from like a really, really safe place to staying in the dorm room at the Gatwick within 24 hours. It was, it was pretty crazy.
Dave and Anu as well, is there an issue with people who have gotten clean from drug use mixing then with people who are still using? Is that a problem?
Well, absolutely. Well, I'd only been in, at that stage, I'd come out of rehab only after a 6-week stay. So I was like a lamb to the slaughter, basically. But in the end, I actually went back to rehab and ended up staying 2 years and actually got my life together after that.
Great.
But that homeless cycle where you just, you spend all your money, and then you just have to sort of go through this cycle of either sleeping rough or then you can, you know, there's the crisis of comm sort of stuff, but you can only access that so often. So you just kind of get in this cycle where you just kind of get used to spending all your money and then someone helps you out and then, do you know what I mean?
Like, I do, yeah. And so you find yourself needing a circuit breaker or something to get you out of that position.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing with us, Dave.
Anu, is that what you found? There was an issue with people needing to find that moment to yank them out?
Yes, actually one of the subjects in the documentary, she's on the path to, I guess, getting on the tracks and she'd gone for a job interview and she met someone that wasn't great. Yeah. And that's something that we look at in the documentary.
If you do need help, Lifeline is always there, 13 11 14. Also the Salvos, 13 Salvos. And if you do want to check it out, you can head to vice.com, click on watch and watch the stay in. Anu Hasbold, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.